And now, the KHMV Featured Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Let me tell you how.
Taxes, taxes, taxes. That's all we do, it seems, is pay taxes. If I told you there was a plan that would fund the government and yet make the IRS and withholding from your paycheck go away, would you be interested? There is such a plan, and it's called the Fair Tax. Marty Sturmer is a Bay Area representative for the Fair Tax.
This is probably without a doubt one of the most stressful times of my personal life, having to get everything ready for our tax preparer. All of our donations, all of the things we can write off, our income, make sure that all the little papers that are sent to you about interest that you made or whatever are all duly noted so that everything can be the way it should. And I have a hunch that I'm not alone. I think there's probably a lot of people that are listening to this interview that feel the same way. And one of the things that I personally, and we say this in the interest of full disclosure, I have been a fan of and a supporter of the Fair Tax movement. It's something that has been gathering momentum over the years, and one of the nice parts about the Fair Tax is that we wouldn't have those wonderful organizations like the IRS, at least not in its current configuration, and it would be a whole lot easier. And Marty, you've been at this for some time. Tell us a little bit about what the Fair Tax is.
Well, you're right, Jim. April 15th would be just another spring day if the Fair Tax were passed. You wouldn't have to worry about any more the disclosing all your papers and meeting with accountants and coming up and paying the money or not knowing what your refund is going to be. With the Fair Tax, it's sales tax. You pay at the cash register, just as you do today. And most states are set up where you pay at cash register.
Now, if I hear you correctly, that means there wouldn't be any tax documents to fill out at all?
No tax documents to fill out at all. The stores would have to fill out tax documents, but not the individuals.
Okay.
It's completely anonymous.
All right, we like that. If a person were to go to your website, which we'll talk about later on, but I'll also mention it now, and that is CA, which stands for California, CA, the number 4, fairtax.org. And if a listener goes there, they can find out all about the Fair Tax and exactly how it works. One of the things we talked about before we started this interview is the fact that you pay on what you buy. And one of the things that has been a mantra of a lot of politicians is they say, everybody has got to pay their fair share. Well, actually, with Fair Tax, as I understand it, and you're the expert, Marty, it seems to me that everybody does pay their fair share, because if you buy a rowboat, you pay tax on a rowboat. If you buy a yacht, you pay the tax on a yacht based on the amount of money you have to spend.
I agree, Jim. Those who benefit pay the tax. Now, those who work keep all their earnings. It's really a good plan.
So in other words, there would be nothing taken out of your paycheck.
No, you get your full paycheck.
Now, this is on a national level, but how about the states? The states still love to get their taxation. How does that work? The states will still be able to have their sales taxes and things like that, I imagine.
Yeah, the states are separate. They do their own taxation. And hopefully the idea will, they'll see what the federal government does. It changes it. With the Fair Tax, we'll get a better economy, and then maybe the states will follow suit.
Now, you talk about a better economy, and that's something that probably those people that are in opposition to the Fair Tax say is, well, if that's the case, are we going to get as much money in the federal coffers that we do now? And I believe that there have been studies to indicate that we will get as much, if not more.
The way it works is, you know, you get your full paycheck, so you'll have plenty of money. And you won't have to go and borrow from the banks anytime you want to buy a car or do anything. So the bankers aren't going to like the Fair Tax. because they make money off of making loans. When everybody has a lot of money, they'll be able to go out and spend things, and eventually, because they can't take it with them when they move on to the next life.
One of the things that I particularly like about the concept of the fair tax is there's a lot of tax dodgers out there. And certainly if you have money, you know where the loopholes are, and you can get around things that the average person is stuck with in the way of taxation. With this, basically, you can't run and hide. If you need to buy something, you're going to pay the tax on it, and that's going to be how we raise our money. So basically, those people that are now avoiding that will basically have to, participate in the tax system that way.
Well, that's right. With the income tax, it's just one person, you, filing your taxes, and you could lie, and it's up to the government to catch you. But under the fair tax, you're paying tax to the stores. And so you don't lie to the store. They might lie, but then, there's a lot less stores filing with the government. The fair tax is one source of collection for the government. So it's a lot easier for them to focus their attention on collecting the money from that one source.
And think of all the money they save when they don't have people auditing us.
Oh, it's quite a bit. And all that money goes into the price of the goods and services we buy. So that's how it lowers prices.
Let's move on to a different aspect of what you're doing. And that is you have been on a crusade, shall we say, out trying to sing the praises of and educate people to the concept of the fair tax. And you targeted specifically some of our college campuses, and you've been out setting up your tables and having conversations with young people about what the fair tax is. Tell us a little bit about how that's been going for you.
Well, I like going out and educating the young people. It feels really good. But what I like to tell them is that Forbes magazine uses net worth to determine who the richest people are, and the income tax for the richest people is just a small fraction of their net worth.
So if a person wants more information, they're listening to this interview and they say, well, that's kind of an interesting concept. I don't know if I'm for it or against it right now, but I do want to learn more about it. Then we would want them to go to your website. By the way, the Fair Tax Movement has representatives in many, many states. You represent what's going on here in California for the Fair Tax, and your specific website address is CA. Capital CA, like the abbreviation for California, the number 4, and fairtax.org. So a person can go to that website. They can learn more about the mechanics of how the fair tax works. They can get involved if they really are kind of excited to the point that they say, I'd like to do something. I mean, I feel this is a worthy cause. Maybe I'd like to donate some of my time, or I'd like to make a donation. Or I'd like to, maybe like you, go around and make presentations to groups, organizations, people, neighbors, whatever, talking about the fair tax. Certainly can do that by going to your website. So any final thoughts or comments you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes. We would like people to go online to a site called PopVox. That's P-O-P. And VOX.com, and enter in their search bar fair tax as one word, and then you click on the link and you click support, and that will send a message to your representative in Congress that you're supporting the fair tax.
Sounds pretty easy to do. Well, we would certainly urge anyone who has been intrigued by this to learn more about it. And if you come to the same conclusion that we have, that this is something that would really be nice to have, then by all means do that and become part of a noble quest to change the tax system so that we can all enjoy more of what we have. And Marty, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate you visiting with us today.
Thank you, Jim.
Marty Sturmer speaking on behalf of the Fair Tax. I personally feel the fair tax is worthy of your consideration and invite you to visit CA, the number 4, fairtax.org.